You're now diving into the fish tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, golf fans, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank.
Welcome back to the Fish Tank, presented by iHeartRadio, right here on the Miami Dolphins Podcast Network. Seth Levitt and the man with the best hands in the podcast business, OJ McDuffie. Juice, how you feeling today?
Man, you know about me, man. I'm happy to be back in the building.
Yeah.
In the building, man, you know. We'll talk about it a little bit later, you know, when we talk to this man next to us, but, you know, offensive side of the football, Big Seth.
Yeah, I know. He gets his offensive players
Offensive players, man. Yeah. Let's go.
He perks up. It's a whole different thing. He toughs it out when the defensive guys are here, but you know something's off.
I thought I was a defensive guy at times, but, you know, I really get excited about offense.
Still doesn't mean you actually like them.
Nah.
Well, we definitely got a lot of offense here today. Jeff Wilson Jr. dives into the tank. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, blessed, man. Blessed and highly favored, man. Yes, sir.
And highly favored.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
It's good stuff.
Love it.
And you're here. You know, you were hanging out with Renzo, so we weren't sure if you were going to make it or not.
Yeah.
But you made it. So we definitely appreciate
that. That's bad.
Truth be told. So I'm a big believer that for us to really understand who someone is and where they're going, you kind of have to understand the journey they've been on in their past. So you grew up in Texas, small town in Texas, from what I understand, and tried to do a little bit of research. There was a move at some point, maybe moved in with Pops, during high school. Was that your junior year in high school? Is that accurate?
No, it was middle school. It was in middle school when I actually ended up moving back with my dad before the start of my eighth grade year. So,
okay. Yeah. Tell us about where you grew up and the decision to make that move. And then, you know, I know your dad played, he was a running back, right? He played college ball and was a running back.
Sir.
Just the impact he had on you as a football player and as a man.
Oh, man, it was kind of different for me growing up because, like I said, a lot of people don't know, like I stayed in the city and in the country. Mm-hmm. So it was like I've always had the best wheels. And before I moved back with my pops, I used to always go visit like every weekend because it was only like a two-hour drive from Dallas to East Texas, you know what I mean? So we used to meet in Corsicana, and I used to go. You do the whole thing. If you ever had divorced and remarried parents, you understand.
Yeah, been there.
So that's kind of what it was. But going and dealing with the country life and the city and mixing those, like, and the journey that I was headed on as far as football, it couldn't happen any other way for me. Mm-hmm. That was, like, perfect because I started being around people that was higher up in their jobs and in their occupancies of what they did. And then I got people that I got teammates that I have to deal with, and they all come from different backgrounds and ways. And it was sometimes it was people I didn't like and they didn't like me, but we have to put those different. So going to the city and in the country, I had to kind of do that because when I came to the country, I was a city guy, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when I was in the city, I'm the country guy, you know what I mean? So it was just kind of like playing back and forth, both of those, but I never had a problem adapting to either one. So I kind of knew that was kind of going to be a good thing for me. And my pops told me that as well growing up. So, you know, and then he going to UTA, you know, he always tell me he would have been in the league if they program wouldn't got cut. So,
right.
Hey, man, like I said, it's a big question mark. You know, I just wish they had some more film.
Nobody could call him out on
right,
it now.
Man, I can't.
I believe him.
Hey, shoot, I got the ability. It came from somewhere,
that's right?
That's right. But just being him and watching that and always hearing throughout my hometown, I guess he was a pretty good player where we came from. So everybody, your dad. So that kind of just like drove me like, man, I've never seen it, but I want to say I'm that guy. You know what I mean? I want to say, man, you was better than your dad coming out. So that kind of what drove me and gave me that ambition to be one of the best. Also, having Adrian Peterson coming out and giving you another perspective right out of our hometown. So it's like, man, I want those same effect that those guys and my dad gave to those people when I come out. So that's what pushed me.
Yeah, so you watched AP play, right? He was a high school player, but it was a superstar.
Man, I'm telling you, it was like he was already in the league.
Yeah, bigger than life.
Palestine, man. I'm telling you, the stadium would be filled, and then it's like the track, they got a big fence, and like all the kids, we used to like just hang on the fence the whole game, running up and down outside, just like watching them, man. And it was like we was at every home game, like ever since he played, because, you know, I'm in Elkhart, but that's only like a 15-minute drive to town, you know what I mean? But that's where I'm actually from, Palestine, born and raised. So it's just we moved to Elkhart when I came back. So it's just like, you know what I mean? Like seeing that and being around that, it was like, it was like greatness was right there. So it was like, it was hard not to try to reach for it, you know what I mean? So
I love that. I love that. Talk about reaching for things. Your father, at least what I read, was he, when he trained you, he had some unique training techniques that you had to go through.
I mean,
like cement weights and...
Yeah, man, we had, like I said, man, if you're from the country, I've been anywhere around there, man, you don't have a lot of access to the things that other people do, so...
Yeah.
We would just find stuff old.
There's no Orange Theory or anything there, man?
No. It's just you find it and go to work, man. You know, and my pops growing up, when they was coming, he was always like, we ain't never had weights. We ain't never lift weights. So he would find old car parts, whatever, man. So he just put us to work, and we'd get to the point where I almost, like, didn't want to call him dad anymore. You know what I mean? But, hey, it paid off. It worked out, man. And I thank him, and I wouldn't go back and change any of it.
That's what's up. So you mentioned Elkhart High School, small two-way school where you were dominant. But then when college came around, you know, there wasn't a lot of heavy recruiting. And so you do go to University of North Texas. How did that small school grind mold your work ethic? And then how much of that do you use now to today in your grind going into your sixth year in the NFL?
Even though I was at my high school and I did good and around my area, if you was around that, you knew me, you knew what I did, you know I was a good football player. But at the same time, like you said, coming out and not getting those scholarships or getting those offers, you know, it just kind of put a fire under me, you know what I mean? Like why is all these people getting these and I'm only got like Sam Houston in North Texas. You know, those are basically my two biggest scholarships. You know what I'm saying? I love those schools to death. They're powerful, and a lot of people come out of those schools. So it's not about that. It's just a simple fact of what I was feeling for myself. You know what I mean? I feel like, why I ain't getting no Big 12 or no SEC? Right. You know what I mean? I feel like these, my stats was wrong with my stats. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? You can't control none of that. So it was just a fact of like, nah, this ain't enough. And then getting to college, it was kind of like, almost like the same road I was taking. So it was just like, man, I'm tired of this. Something got to change. I don't know what it is. Obviously, me wanting people to change before me is not working. So I've got to do something where people cannot deny me in no kind of way. And then that just kind of helped, like, flip my mindset. And, like, the first three struggles, like, going down and being like, it reminded me. It was just like a reflection of each other. So I was just like, man, it's something. It got to break in, and then eventually did, and when it did, I just never looked back. I tried to keep going, and eventually came back around later on, but hey, that's another story.
Always does, right?
Right.
Always does. So well, let's talk about that. North Texas, and, you know, Juice talks about balling out in high school. Your last 2 years at North Texas, 2,100 rushing yards, 30 touchdowns. I mean, you were doing your thing.
No doubt.
But as I like to say on this show, there's some guys who are first-round picks, right? They got the.
Go.
I mean, so what?
Same conversation every time.
Some guys are drafted in the first
same
round.
Conversation
They're flown
every
in
time,
on the helicopter.
You gonna get over that, man?
I'm making a point here, Juice. So some guys are drafted in the first round. He's feeling guilty about something. I don't know. And then some guys are on that grind. They don't get drafted. And the draft comes. The draft goes. And you're not drafted. And I heard you on Bring the Juice on that podcast, and you said, I was even considering Canada at some point. And what really jumped out to me, Jeff, was you said that you knew that you were the only person in your family that had the potential to change everything for everyone.
Yes, sir.
Was that the thing that drove you, regardless of all these different obstacles that you had to face?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, like, now it's my son, most definitely, hands down, but... Before I had my son, I had my family, and we had our problems that we dealt with before he even got here. So he just added, like, he just poured a bunch of gasoline on the pile, you know what I mean?
They have a tendency to do that.
But, yeah, like, it's my family, you know, and I still don't, you know what I mean? And that's cliche, because all that's not on me. That's not my duty to take care of everybody, you know what I mean? That's not going to happen as much as I want to. I'll be in the bind, you know what I mean? That's just reality. But it's just like, I know, like, my family, like, man, $100 can help my family. So I just felt like I need to get to where I can get that $100 and I can make sure I can send it if it's just so needed. You know what I mean? Even if it's not, I'm not going to sing just like this, but I just wanted to be that person in my family because I know my father wanted to be that person. You know what I mean? And me looking so much up to my father, I know, like, if I do that, he going to feel like he did it. So basically, like, me and my dad, we pretty much walked this journey together, man. Yeah. So, like, that's pretty much what sort of did it for me.
That's interesting. You know, you said something earlier about, you know, kind of in a funny way that everybody said, oh, your dad, he was this great player, and you wanted them to recognize your greatness. But then you fast forward to, wow, I have this opportunity to do this thing that he hasn't done. That's an interesting way to look at things. And so I know you said, obviously, you can't sit there and provide for everybody all day long, but you at that time felt that there was that potential, that there was that potential to get somewhere that nobody else has gone.
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Had to get that.
Had to. Yes, not, sir. Not a could, but
yeah,
had to. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more from the pride of North Texas.
The Mean Green.
Jeff Wilson, Jr.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, let's go back a little bit, Jeff. Let's go back to pre-draft. And you're like one of 32 teams actually sent someone out to see you. And the 49ers sent one of their two run game specialists out there, a guy by the name of Mike McDaniel. Perhaps you guys have heard of him.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah. You know, we've heard you talk about this meeting before, but at this stage of your NFL journey and all that, you know, that's taken place, can you reflect upon how you connected with Coach McDaniel? And actually, can you just tell us how much that has meant to your career and of course, your livelihood?
Man, I would say, and, like, I didn't tell this story many times, but, like, Mike was really, like, the light at the end.
I love that part. First of all, Mike.
I'm telling you, like, Mike, he was really the light. And, like, and I love the 49ers and everything they did me. But, like I said, the person that came to me and talked to me at that time, it was Coach Mike McDaniel. So, like, I went through so much during that process, even before I even got to that process, all the injuries in college, then getting flagged, then the weight, and then the question, oh, you might get in, you might not. So everybody else already working and grinding, doing that, they solidified and happy, and I'm always like on the back burner, you know what I mean? So it was just like, I just got to a point where I feel like, man, is they even gonna come for me? Like I said, I seen the Canadian scouts.
Right.
At our pro day. So, like I said, I really, like, people probably say I wouldn't even consider, but at me, I love the game so much and I wanted to get, I would have took that route at that time just to get back to where I needed to be. You know what I mean? Yep. And that's kind of more so what it was. And then it was just like, I don't know, man. When Mike came, man, it was just, it wasn't even like the football stuff, man. It was just like the energy I felt from him, because, like, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm an energy person. Like, I like to feel vibes and energy, you know what I mean? So, like, and you can't sugarcoat that with me. If you're not, I'm going to feel that and I'm going to know. Like, I'm going to still hee-hee-ha with you, but I know, you know what I'm saying? This is real. This is the bottom line. But when Mike came in, man, it was just, like, I don't know, I just felt some kind of, like, genuine, like, it was just genuine. Like, and he didn't even know me, man. Mike could have walked in, worked me out, sat out, and flew right back out, walked back in. All the things he did wasn't mandatory for him to do. He could have came and seen me, called him. Hey, this, well, he came back up, sat down, talked to me, man. And he just told me things that he really don't know that helped me, like, prolong me and get to where I am today. You know what I mean? So that's why I said it's kind of like, you know what I mean, crazy that it all came back in full circle. And now we right back out here at the tip of our careers, you know what I mean? And we are everybody trying to do something special, so. Like I said, it's crazy how God works sometimes.
Yeah.
What you say he told you things that he doesn't even know impacted you in that way. What? Give us an example.
Man, it was just like, stay encouraged, you know, the cliche, you know what I mean? But it was at the time, though, you have to understand.
Oh, he was the only person saying it.
That you gotta think that. We on the field, he telling, man, that's a good route. Man, I like the way you ran it. Oh, let me see you run this. Then he laughing. He make, like, at the same time, he working me, but we on the field, we having fun, like. Like, I'm enjoying doing it, but at the same time, it didn't even feel like I'm getting scouted to go to the NFL. It just felt like another day on the field, another boy doing his thing, playing with his dad. That's what it felt like at that time, you know what I mean? So, like, that right there, like, he just don't know, like, took
And that's probably a good point. The fact that it was just Mike, you did get that one-on-one time.
Yeah, fact.
You know, if there had been other people, you wouldn't have that bond, I'm sure, with other people, because everybody putting their input. You guys had a lot of one-on-one time there that, you know, obviously it's working out for us.
For sure.
That is. And you say he doesn't even know. So you guys haven't talked about that.
I haven't really talked to Mike about that day, like, ever since we met. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But, like, it's just, you know, we work, you busy, I'm busy. Yeah. So it's just, like, we ain't really just sit down. Like, even though we talk about other stuff, but, you know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure he knows how grateful I am of him, though, and thankful I am of him.
Well, I mean, clearly you guys have worked closely together from jump. Was there a point? So once you get past all that, you do get your chance. Practice squad, active roster. Now you're, you know, a key part of that offense, and he is consistently your guy, you know, because run game coordinator, offensive coordinator. Was there a moment in that journey when you guys were together in San Francisco where you were like, this guy could be a head coach?
Oh yeah, man, it was like I told you. That's what's weird, and I'm not trying to be clear. It was from when he came into North Texas.
From that moment, you saw head coach.
I told you, I'm an energy person. Like, I feel like I just felt something about him that was different. Like, and I talked to a couple people on the phone. Like, you know what I mean? Even then, like, you know what I mean? Like, even though, I'll give you a prime example. Coach Turner, Coach Bobby Turner, he's one of the greatest running back coaches that ever come through the NFL. Like, from hearing him on the phone, I already knew that he was going to be a man about his business and he not playing games. And he'll do whatever he got to do, you know what I'm saying, to win, you know what I mean? And not in, like, in a bad way. He gonna always look after his people, because I can call Coach Turner right now on his interview and he'll answer. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much love.
Call him up, man.
He working. He gonna be mad at me. He gonna be mad at me. You know I'm working right now. You know we in OTAs.
He
gonna see.
You put it out there.
Man, I'm telling you. But if you don't, I promise you, he'll send a text at you. Quote me on that.
All right. I believe you.
But just that whole thing, man. Like, I don't know. I just felt it from him. Like, just like, you know what I mean? You probably had your people saying, like, you're going to do something special. And that's kind of like what it was like. And I didn't even tell them, but it was just a feeling that I got from them. You know what I mean?
Wow. And then now that you see it, right, so you believe that, which is crazy. I didn't think when we came up with this question, I didn't think you were going to be like from that first moment I met him. But now that you see that and you spent the time you spent with him when he was at these different levels of his coaching journey, and now that you got to spend a few months, not a full season yet, but a few months with him as a head coach, what lived up to the expectation of what you thought he would become as a head coach? Because anytime you take that next step in whatever your profession is, you have to not necessarily change who you are, but you have different responsibilities. And so he probably has to do things now that he didn't have to do when he was your running game coordinator. Yeah. What has lived up to the expectation? What has exceeded the expectation of what you saw with him as a head coach?
I knew, because the first day I came, it was how not only like the coaches start, like, I like to ask people behind the scenes. So I used to try to, like, pick the players behind the scene and see how they felt about Coach Mike. And none of it was ever, you know what I'm saying, anything that made me feel any kind of way. You know what I mean? So, like, just knowing that. And this is not, like, hey, dude, you know. No, you just imagine. Hey, man, we think, you know what I'm saying? We just, like, shooting the breeze. Talk. This ain't no recorded. This ain't no scenes. No coaches around. We ain't even at the stadium. You know what I'm saying? We could be walking out, but it's just little conversations, and everything was always positive. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything ain't always peachy and cream. You ain't gonna sit here. I'm a realist, man. So you don't want me to be real. You don't bring me up here. Everything will be peachy and cream, man. But, like, everything was positive. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for you to come in and grab a group of men that early and make them get behind you and follow you, obviously with the help of your coaches and staff and everybody around the facility, but if you can get a group of men to believe in you and follow you that fast, that speaks for itself.
It's the energy.
Yeah.
It speaks for itself.
Keep bringing that energy, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's another familiar face in the building, you know, when you arrived in Miami, and that's the other half of this running back dynamic duo, of course, and that's Raheem Mostert.
Nah, for real.
You know what I mean? And I remember that Raheem, that you shared that Raheem, when you first got to San Francisco, was the first one to take you out to eat, the first one to, you know, sit down and basically give you the ins and outs and, you know, really how to be successful in the NFL. Here you are 6 years later and you guys are, you know, back at it and still doing it and having a huge impact on the field. Talk about your relationship with Raheem and how unique it is. And more importantly, you know, how special that partnership has been.
Man, it's just like, oh, have you ever just like, it's like you get to play in the league with your actual brother. It's like somebody that you like grew up with, and like, hey, we had plans, man, we gonna bump in, we gonna do this and that. So that's kind of what it is with him. And more so of that, he's like a true big brother. You know what I mean? Like he shows the rope, he's genuine, he's kind, he's not selfish. You know, you have some guys be selfish, like he's not selfish at all, kind hearted, beautiful family. Like I call his sons my nephew, he calls my son his nephew, you know what I mean? So like when I say it's like a real brotherhood, it's a real brotherhood. And like to the day that I die, I'll never forget the restaurant he took me to. It was Black Bear Diner. It was like a breakfast spot. That's asking. I'm not lying. I'll never.
What'd you order?
Like it's stuff like what we got. I got like the pancakes. Okay. Got the stuff. It was like breakfast time, okay. Brunch time. Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah, I think he had a country fried steak, something like that. Country fried
he
steak.
He seems one like a country fried steak.
Yeah. No, nah, I think he had one of them. But yeah, like it's just that much. Like him sitting me down and talk to me. Like I don't know. He probably already knew what I was going through because I was undrafted. So obviously I went. Just having anything like that, you know what I mean? I'm come from a country, you know, he probably can see my frustrations without me even telling him because right. He's been in the situation right. Before, you know what I mean?
Right.
So for him to go out of his way to do that alone, just for, hey, Jeff, I'm coming out to center. He see me standing at the thing before we get ready to call. Hey, man, come hop in. I'll take you home. Right. Going, where you going? I'm on the other side. Man, it don't matter still. Come on, I got you. Like, now, you know, that's Raheem. Like, and like his wife, he got a beautiful wife, man. Like they're very compatible. Like they work together, man. It's just like the whole family, man. Like the whole motion, man. I got nothing but love for that whole family, and I'll always be here if they ever need me in any kind of way. And that's what kind of love we got.
I love that too, Juice, because you know, a guy shows up in your same position, whether he's drafted or a free agent guy or whatever it is, he could sit there and just look at you as competition I love the story, Mark Clayton. So Mark Clayton, Dolphins great, was here, and the Dolphins had a receiver named Duriel Harris, who was the veteran receiver when he got here. And he said he hadn't learned his playbook yet. Yeah. And they lined up and whatever the play was called, and he turns, he said, hey, Duriel. He said, hey, where do I go? He goes, man, go ask your coach. I'm not your damn coach.
Right.
So, I'm not your damn coach. And that could have happened. But instead, he put his arm around you. And then it's just wild to me that you had this experience with Coach McDaniel. You had this experience with Raheem. You built that bond with them. And then, you know, they're gone. But yet.
So everything happened for a reason.
Sure. That is wild.
Everything happened for a reason. Yeah. I say in due time, baby, in due time.
Yeah, well, we like that reason down here, rooting for our Dolphins. We definitely like that reason.
Yes, sir.
Something else stood out to me. I love the presser. So I used to be a PR guy for this team 100 years ago. So I love the media availabilities, and I like to hear what people say. And I guess in the same way you talk about feeling energy, I like to kind of dig into what the answers are. And you were asked to describe your running style. And here's what you said. You said, I'm downhill. I don't like to play too many games. I find my spot and I get there in a hurry. Juice, I heard that. I said, this guy's got some shit to him.
Yeah,
this is my kind of bat. Right. Like, I don't know all this little dancing and all that stuff. He said, I don't like to play too many games. Where did you develop that style? And, you know, what type of a mindset does it take to have in this league to play one of the most physically demanding positions and one of the most physically demanding sports that there is, and to have that mindset? I'm not here to play games. I'm going to get where I need to get in a hurry.
Like you said, it's just kind of revert back to me and my family. You know what I mean? I know that's the best way for me to do what I need to do for them. And like I said, watching Adrian Peterson run growing up from high school, like when I say I literally watched almost every one of his high school games, man. And like he's taking it to people. He's breaking the runs. He's making the crowd go, like, all that. I'm paying attention to all that. I felt it. And I always wanted the same thing. You know what I mean? And, like, to do that, like, that's what I said. Like, if I ever get a chance to play in the league, like, I promise you, I'm going to make people feel me. And the drive is, like, the same time when I was going through those combines, you got people getting drafted from one all the way through seven that play running back. And I'm not talking about, but I ain't even going to say no name, but some of them guys don't even still play. Right. You know what I mean? Some of them guys not even still in the league.
Right.
So it's just like, I was tanked like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that always add fuel to my fire. Like, even to this day, like, I'm still not where to go because I feel like people still don't respect me the way they should. And before I'm done and before I leave this, I promise you they will.
They're going to know your name. Remember, we had Ronnie Brown on. And so Ronnie Brown, and you know, you talk a back who was, he wasn't afraid to find some contact either, you know, as much as he could dance and run and have that speed and that kind of stuff. And he said that sometimes you got to let him know.
No,
you know, you just got to let him know.
It's just that point blank.
Wow, you will feel me. Okay.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Anybody listens to this show, you know, they, well, especially Big Seth, always have this favoritism, you know, kind of a bias for the offense side.
No, not
a little bit of a bias.
Obviously,
it's the best side of football, you know?
He's okay with that.
And when I was drafted here, Seth always wants to stay in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You should embrace it. I don't know why you get in your feelings
whatever,
every time.
Whatever, man. You got to let it go at some point, man.
You should embrace it.
You ain't gotta go.
I got to get that.
Our offense, man. I mean, our offense was dynamic. It was a lot of firepower led by Dan Marino, of course. But unfortunately, towards the end of my career, we had a lot of offensive woes. It was tough to watch at times, and hell, for me, it was tough to play in at times. You know what I mean? But times have certainly changed right here. You know what you guys are doing now as an offense, and what your Coach McDaniel, Tua, the wideout, you and Raheem at running back, man. I mean, it is it's really unbelievable to watch, and we get real excited about it. But now you've added some more. Going into this next season, you've added more weapons to this team. And we get all giddy about it, thinking about what the possibilities are for this team. How do you guys personally put all the stuff that we expect from you guys aside, and not just on the potential part of it, which it is for us, but actually go to work and maximize what could happen for this team as an offense?
I would say that comes back to just like self. You know what I mean? Like, we know we are one of the greatest offense in the league right now. But guys, obviously, it's not on paper. I can say that. You're probably going to have people go at it. That's cool. I'm not. But us, knowing us, we know what we have in-house. And like you said, if we steady at, you know what I mean? So steady get dealt. It's only going to make it that much sweeter for us and our side of the ball. You know what I mean? But like I said, besides all that, we have to go to work at the same time. Sure. And that's what I feel like the difference is now. Then when I came in last, like, everybody knows what expected and everybody knows what they want to do and everybody knows the direction they want to go. And that's where everybody headed. You know what I mean? Rather, it's not all pieces of cream yet, or it's not the way we all want it yet, but it's the fact that people going in the same direction. And that's the major key. And that's going to be the key to our offense this year.
I like that. I love the depth. I love the competition that's probably out there. Yeah, you got guys in all these positions. It just makes us better.
Yeah.
It just makes us better as a team, man. And as an offense, you can't have enough weapons.
No, not at all, man. Like I said, this is a crazy game. You know, this is the NFL. Like, if you just say every player you got going to play all 18, 17 games, be completely healthy, not miss one, sure. You know what I mean? Hey, it's the league. So.
Yeah, they move. Yeah, they got way more games than we had to play.
Come on, man. Come on, man. So, hey, ain't nothing wrong with depth, man, at all.
That's true.
Nothing wrong with depth.
So, let me ask, this is a question for both you guys. I'm going off script here, but you talk, we can't ever have enough weapons, and but you want the ball thrown to you.
Right.
You want to carry the rock every time. So how do you balance that as guys who want to have the ball, want to contribute, want to be that dude that helps your team win, but also want to have as many weapons and as much firepower as possible? How do you balance that?
I just feel like that's comes with something over time and you playing the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then it comes around. That's the coaches in the scouting realm, because you got to bring people in that has a certain aura about themselves and they stand on certain morals. You know what I mean? So, like, if you bring a crappy guy in, of course he's going to be mad if he ain't getting the ball. Of course he's going to be mad if this person come. But if you bring good people in, you know, so that's so take care of itself. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, and I've had some teammates at times where it seemed like they're mad when the teammate scored.
Right.
You know what I mean? You see these guys, you see the genuine love when, you know, celebrating with each other when they get in the end zone or make a big play or, you know, blocking for each other. You know, there's times where, you know, like you look at the last playoff game we won here and Lamar Smith is running crazy, and we're having a blast out just blocking. Yeah. You know, we're 7-8 yards down the field, and we see him running off our – that's what it's all about, man. But, you know, it's that love and work with each other, man. And hell, you need a break down here in South Florida every once in a while, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You told that story about growing up in November. You told the story.
Hey, man, I did. I'm a realist, man. I'm always telling the truth, man. Yeah, they got me, man. They always say, man, be ready. So I might have not drunk my extra water that I should. And they caught up with me, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you adjusted, though.
No, yeah, quick. Real quick.
That is funny, man. I love that. So, obviously, as Juice just said, big expectations for the offense as a whole. What about you? What kind of expectations does Jeff Wilson Jr. place on himself on the field and off the field?
Man, I'm just to a point now in my life, I just want to really be the best in everything I do. And when I say be the best, now I can really say that because I really don't care about my failures anymore. Like, I'm not an undrafted rookie anymore. I'm not a guy that just came in and has zero tape. I'm not a guy that come in that's penny pinching again, like penny pinching now, or stressed out because, you know what I mean, he just had a son and he got to take care of doctor bills and still pay rent. I'm not at that point anymore. So now I can really put everything into my craft, everything into my game, and everything into my work, and that's on and off the field. So that way, when they do get off the field, sure, I'll be ready to go again. I'll be ready to find somebody come give me a massage, IVs. Like, I'm just trying to do everything I can because I know where I want to go, and being the best, you have to do everything that accommodates with being the best. So that's main, so where it is, and that's where I'm at now, and I know God going to put me wherever he may, and everything happened the way it's gonna happen.
When did that light switch, you know, turn on where you felt that you made that transition from that person that was still, I want to phrase this carefully because obviously you're still grinding, still hustling, that's still important, where you got to that different mindset of not comfortable in like, I don't care, but more comfortable in who you are in your own skin. Just that idea, I'm not that undrafted. I love that. When did that happen? Was that the transition from last offseason to this one? Like, I'm just curious as to when that change.
I'll say it really changed after my third year in the league. That's when, as far as like the playing side of it, changed, because now I done got a couple plays. Like, I can see, like, I got 2 years, got some little film. So it's just to the fact I'm good on that end now, but it's like I still got to take care of everything else. You know what I mean? So that's what drove me to get to that point. You know what I mean? So. And that's pretty much what it is. And like I said, I still have goals and aspirations of myself, not only my family. So, I mean, I got to get that done.
Wow, that's what's up, man. I know that feeling, man. You know, I think I'd also, when you get to, you know, year six, man, I think you're a little bit healthier financially at that point, too. And that helps out a lot. Yeah, I think that gives you a little more peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
For sure.
Man, for sure.
All right, Jeff, we went through some serious stuff now. You know, now we're going to get to the part where we have a little bit of fun with you, man. We're having fun. Don't get it twisted.
No doubt.
And, you know, I told you I love offense and, you know, offensive firepower. And there's no more exciting parts of a game than offense than the two-minute drill.
Come on, you're
going to be part of the fish tank two-minute drill.
Let's do it.
I love they take that deep breath. Like, what are you about to do, man?
That's the test, man.
I love it.
So we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and we're going to fire some quick hitter questions at you. You know, just react, you know, just read and react like you do as a running back. You know what I mean? All right. You ready?
Oh, man.
Who's got the clock?
All right.
Okay. We're going to watch it over here. All right. Okay. Here we go. We have seen videos recently of you having incorporated boxing into your off-season training regimen. Who is your favorite boxer of all time?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, man. I like this guy.
Yeah.
I knew I liked this guy. The GOAT. The true GOAT. Absolutely.
All right.
Keep that right hand up.
I'll tell you that.
That guy starts throwing them back.
After a full workout, them things get
dropped. Keep that right up. Okay.
All right, so I understand you dabble in freestyle rap game. We won't ask you to lay down any bars today. Don't worry about that. But who is the greatest rapper of all time? And what is your MC name?
I would say I grew up in the country, so we liked a lot of chop and screw music. So I would say Big Mo, especially freestyle, like, you cut on the instrument, you sit in the car, you just, you Big Mo beat, everybody's just, I'm from East Texas, so like, we real big on that. So like, screw and chop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more so Houston, but East Texas gravitates to it too. So he was the first person I know could just get on a song and like rap for like 5 minutes straight.
Right.
And like be ready to loop the beat and go again.
Right,
so, like,
right, right.
You
right.
know what I mean? That was just always interesting to me. So
what's your MC, what's your MC name?
I ain't got one.
Hefe.
Nah. Hefe.
That's it, man.
It's
That's
gotta
it.
Be. That's I love like it. It had to be. Okay. You have now become the fourth player in the history of this franchise who played his college ball for North Texas, the North Texas Mean Green. I don't know if you knew that. Can you name any of the other three? And as a bonus, there was also a former member of the Mean Green who became a coach for the Miami Dolphins. Can you name any of these individuals?
I know Patrick Cobbs was here.
Patrick Cobbs was definitely here. Do you have any idea who the coach would be? I'll give you a hint. He is the meanest green of any Mean Green.
Means are green.
Yeah.
Give me that one out to me.
All right, last question. All right, your father taught you how to play drums, and you've even joined him and his band, The Communications, right?
Mm-hmm.
On stage.
Yes, okay, then.
If you start a band with Dolphin teammates, we know you're on the drums, but who else makes the rest of the crew?
That's cool. I'm gonna definitely have Tua. He's going to be my lead singer slash guitarist.
Okay.
I'm going to have Bethel because he's musically inclined too. Who
What's
else
Bethel
was it?
Playing?
We're going to substitute on the drum.
Okay.
We both play the drum. I just found that out yesterday, matter of fact.
He plays the drums.
He plays the drums. Yeah,
doesn't mind
sharing
the backfield with Reed.
He said he plays the guitar a little bit too.
Okay.
So I mean, I probably have Bethel on guitar.
Jaden
got to come too. Yeah, Jaden's going to be in the group. He can be on the keys.
And what's the name of this band?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Hard Rock.
Hard Rock. Hard Rock. That's the 2-minute drill in about 6.5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Man, this lived up to expectations. Yeah. I was really excited about this one. I appreciate it. It was worth the wait, for sure. You know, we look forward to seeing what you do this year.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, boss. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Y'all for having me.
Thank you for diving in, Jeff.
Yes, sir. No problem. Man. Anytime.
You're now
anytime.
Diving into the fish tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Seth. OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, Dolph fans, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange. Yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rocking with OJ and Seth when we dive up in that fish tank.
Okay, this one for them diehards. Celebrate big or cry hard. Leave it all on the field, we gon' try hard. Old school, a new school, mix it in. Feeling like we up close when we listening. Dolphins tales, in Miami is the deep end. We vibing with our favorite players, no secret. We get with Seth and McDuffie. Bringing up stories we never heard to the public. Bet we love it, Dolphins fans never budget. We loyal to the team, whether happy or we upset. We be like, what's next? Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. And if you ready for that water, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. And if you down with Dolphins Nation, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. You looking at that fish tank, it's time to dive in. Fish tank. Go get your aqua orange, yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rockin' with OJ and Seth, time to dive up in that fish tank.